Welcome to Simply Folk. I'm Stephanie Elkins. We always have something to celebrate here on Simply Folk, and we have a couple of reasons tonight. Spring starts officially in a little over an hour at 6:21 Central Time. But that's not all. There are four of us in the studio tonight. Sheila Shigley is here, and we're delighted to welcome Sims and Maggie Delaney Potthoff. They are musicians who are also husband and wife and members of Harmonious Whale, a Wisconsin-based band that performs all over the world. Feel free to communicate with us on Simply Folk Facebook page. You can post folk events there, share photos, put up song links, make requests, and talk about music with fellow listeners. Or send your comments, questions, and requests through the website at simplyfolk.org. And by the way, the Simply Folk archives are up and running. If you miss a show or want to hear it again, you can do that for up to 2 weeks after every show. The archives are available by about noon every Monday. And that would be the case, except for tomorrow is a furlough day for those of us here at Wisconsin Public Radio. So it will be Tuesday around noon this week. Well, Sheila, have you ever seen a cardboard box set up for percussion?
Only one other time, and that was when my boss, Ken Funmaker, was at a loss for a drum, and we had to record something real quick. He would do Native American songs on an old pizza box and things like that. So, but this one is a... this one is a beer box, let's say.
Yeah. It's Maggie's primary instrument besides her gorgeous voice. And we also have a guitar and mandolin in the studio that Sims will play. Well, welcome you two.
Thanks,
and
you guys.
Thanks
Thank
for
you, Stephanie.
Taking
hello.
A break.
And hello, Wisconsin.
Well, you tour all over the place, and you just came back from a quick break in New Orleans, but that was not a gig. That was just a private visit, right?
That was a lovely little trip we took, and actually we considered busking on the streets, and we never got around to it. We were too busy eating oysters.
We did get a chance to visit WWOZ, which is a very much like Wart, and it's nice to see stations like that. And so we went in and befriended those guys and public radios and listener sponsors and, mm-hmm. you know, Simply Folk programs all over. They're the lifeblood of musicians.
Yeah.
And so it's great to be here. We kept telling everybody how great it is in Wisconsin. And
well, good.
With pride.
In spite of what they might be hearing otherwise.
Yeah, we're fighting the good fight, aren't we? Yes.
Well, you two have been playing together for a long time. Mm-hmm. How did you meet, I guess, and start playing together?
We met in a bar.
At a gig.
At a gig, that sounds...
Yeah. It was a really long time ago. We've been together a long time. And Sims actually was playing his very first gig with a bluegrass band back in the day. And we met that night. And we hit it off and have been together ever since. Sims started Harmonious Whale about 25 years ago. And I was not in the band at the time. We were starting our family. And then when it seemed like the kids were able to get squared away and I could go to a gig, I started in, and that was about 20 years ago. So,
and have you been playing the same type of music throughout that whole time? You've got so many CDs. And
pretty much, I'd say the same type. We are believers in, you know, do what you love, and the money will follow.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
right.
as the book goes, the question is when. But we just, you know, stylistically, I learned how to play mandolin from a fella in Chicago named Jethro Burns. And he became a dear friend of both Maggie's and mine. And so as we, playing bluegrass, you know, Maggie didn't, she didn't sing bluegrass. We were kind of busy doing other things. But when Harmonious Whale started up as an acoustic string band, Maggie's voice fit right in, and she actually started in the band when a violin player left the band, and I turned to her and said, can you sing these violin parts? In Ireland,
sweet.
They call it lilting, so you're singing the melody, and she jumped right on it and figured out, you know, what kind of verbiage to use, and so that's kind of how that, and then the lyrics, of course, of great tunes, and we took a hard look at, you know, can we do this, and it's worked out great, you know, to be together all the time.
You know, I make music with my husband at home, and that's usually wonderful. Sometimes I want to say, you're speeding up too much and slow down, and, you know, you can get a little prickly. Do you get along pretty well, musically, I mean?
Yeah, of course. And then it gets prickly, and then we get along beautifully. So,
yeah.
Well, you know how when music is the thing we love about the name of the band is that wailing, you know, from your guts. But it has to be in harmony. And there's, any kind of harmony. You have to be aware of the other energies involved, like any relationship. And the nice thing about doing it with somebody who you love and you know, spend all your time with, just a look, a corner of your eye, and you know, it says it all.
That's true. Now, Sheila, you also work musically with your significant other, so you're familiar with the syndrome.
I am, and I would say that it's very, very much worth it. Mm-hmm. It's very, very much worth it. It makes the connection even more intimate, and then there's also more to fight about, so it just keeps things going. Never
well,
a dull moment.
We've developed an easy out in Harmonious Whale, because when we get tired of each other, we can pull a Harmonious Bale.
Ah.
No problem.
Nice. Well, let's hear some of those harmonies.
Cool,
what would you like to start with?
Do you want to do this? One of the latest songs, most recent songs that we've written, the Things tune?
Mm-hmm.
This came, well, let's just sing it.
Okay.
It's a song
this
that we wrote.
This is called Things That Go. Sims wrote this one.
Like a dream. Now there is no future buzz by a silent scene. When I get $1,000, then I will come clean. Someday I will change my luck and move back to Racine. Good luck comes and good luck goes. Sometimes rains make rivers flow. Don't know much, but this I know. Things that come are things that go. And it's all new, though I'm feeling black and blue. Fear another deja vu. Sun and hope are right on cue. A ray of joy comes shining through. Like a train long overdue, I'm feeling good out of the blue. Good luck comes and good luck goes. Sometimes rains make rivers flow. Don't know much, but this I know. Things that come or things that go. But this I know, things that come are things that go.
Wonderful. Wow. That is just great. And you're using one of those little eggs for a shaker.
It is. It's my little egg shaker. It's not typically what I use when we're out gigging with the Whale, but I thought it would be nice and crisp in the studio.
Yeah, perfect in the studio. Now, when you were getting set up, you mentioned that you've been in this room, this studio before with Michael Hansen for the jazz show.
Mm-hmm.
And you've also been in this room with Tom Martin Erickson for the folk show. And that's because your music kind of crosses those genres.
Mm-hmm.
You really sort of are in between the folk and jazz. You really kind of bring it together.
Yeah, we do. We like to mix it up a little bit. One of our, we've done a handful of CDs, but second to the last one was done by a very fine producer out in Philly who wanted to produce a gypsy jazz band doing music that was at least, you know, beyond the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very interesting and fun recording. great guests on that recording as well, David Bromberg and Howard Levy. And but the point was to bring us up to date a little bit, but keep this sound, keep the same tones, the same sounds. But there's a Steely Dan tune on there, and I'm not thinking of all the songs right now, but...
You're talking about Aaron Levinson that you worked with. He's a Grammy Award-winning producer. He did your last, your newest CD.
Yes. Right, the last two.
He's done the last two recordings.
And I think the idea of being, I mean, we're not really a gypsy swing band. I mean, we are and we aren't, but it's highly influenced. And I think that, you know, everybody goes about their expression and their art in different ways, and a lot of people put bands together to sound like an exact band that or style that really influenced them. You know, if you have a lot of influences, I mean, all the people we love, all the recordings we have, those guys were influenced by a multitude of people, and so it's all a conglomerate. So for us, you know, to play gypsy swing on the mandolin doesn't happen a lot. There aren't a lot of vocalists in the gypsy jazz world. I don't think there's a box player in the gypsy jazz world. So in the real hardcore gypsy jazz world, I mean, there's some guitar players that show up at the Midwest Gypsy Swing Festival every year, and we've been doing that for a while because some of these musicians are drop dead, amazing over the top, and most of them are guitarists. So there's always been this peripheral... We live on the periphery of the gypsy jazz world, and then it also merges with, you know, it's... acoustic instruments, so there's the folk world. The bluegrass world is growing leaps and bounds. We fit in that one, and we think like jazz musicians. I went to Berklee School of Music, and you know, that we structure the music like jazz, but there's no saxophone or pianos in it. So, you know, so it is this mishmash of stuff, or it's just whale music.
You write a lot of your own, and you do some covers. And let's hear some more music. What's what's next on the list?
Your tune.
Yeah, I wrote this song last summer, and speaking of different ideas and where you get music from, and we were just in New Orleans, I kind of wrote this song with that kind of street New Orleans musicians song sound in mind. I call it the Money Song. I'm going to dedicate it to Wisconsin Public Radio.
Right. Oh, very nice. Thanks. This is our Maggie and Sims Delaney Potthoff.
I saw a little man just the other day, walking with a pack on his back. He had clear blue eyes, and with a little bit of dough, there wasn't much that he doesn't lack. Where is the money? Show him the money. Get him some money. I heard it's love that makes the world go round and round, and money can't buy happiness. So I sent a box of smiles to my old landlord, and now I got a new address. Quicker than a dog can bury his bone, faster than a stingray stings. Let's break through the ice and quickly devise a way to get more money for things. Where is the money? Show me the money. Get me some money. My knees, cause my list is getting longer every day. Maybe I'll buy a boat with a song that I wrote. See how quickly I can sail away. Oh, I could use a massage down at the corner salon. A new hat, maybe two or three. And there must be a way to get a new husband with a money back guarantee. Where is the money? Show me the money. Get me some money. Oh, I can make a little money go a long, long way. So show a little kindness, please. I mean, who couldn't use a new pair of shoes and a freezer that would actually freeze? Show me the money. Where is the money? Get me some money. Get me some money. Won't you get me some money?
I could use some bubbles in my bath.
Bubbles in your bath?
I could use some bubbles in my wine.
And some bubbles in my radio.
Sims is literally backing out the door to fade it out.
So we'll sign the papers to use that at fundraising times.
There you go.
Love that.
For me.
That's the money song. So that first one we heard was written by you, Sims, mm-hmm. and the second one by you, Maggie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And do you collaborate some on these songs?
Yeah, a little bit musically. Mm-hmm. Usually one of us comes up with the lyrics, and then we bring it and sort it out. Mm-hmm. You know,
lyrics come first.
And when we bring it to The Whale, which is a quartet, you know, we arrange it. Everybody pitches in intros and outros and ideas. So it's harmonious.
There's a fun thing in music writing that one of the things I learned at Berkeley was Quincy Jones had said that every song has a beginning and an arrangement, and what he does when he hears a song or a melody is to just listen to it and it speaks to him. So when Maggie comes up with some lyrics, the lyrics will have a pulse, and she'll talk about how she feels it, and then it's my job to, like, what chord goes where, and there's a certain language of music. And like that one, it started, you know, faster, and she said no, she felt more of a New Orleans thing, so he slowed it down and got it a little chunkier. And it's just funny. It's kind of like opening a package that you can't force it. Sometimes you write a song thinking it's going to be something, and no, when it finally grows up, it's completely something else, and you have to let it be.
That's
for
sure.
Do you guys do you write it down? Do you record your thoughts? How do you come up with your melodies? Do you hum them to yourself and then start humming them to each other?
Or? I hum them to myself, and write out lyrics in notebooks, mm-hmm. notebooks full of lyrics.
Yes, lots of scraps.
Sims, on the other hand, is a little more technical, and he's got the little note brain. And you like to write things out.
I like, a lot of melodies come out of playing, I think like a mandolinist. So everything is just messing around on the mandolin until you find the melody. And even that, I play a lot of different instruments. And so sometimes with a different instrument, you'll get a whole different approach
right.
to it.
Right.
But my brain works mandolinistically.
Mandolinistically. You heard it here today. First day of spring 2011, a new word is born. Mandolinistically.
Now, I read that you were in Ireland at some point, and there were some fans in the audience who were copiously taking notes as you were playing, and it turned out that they were a Harmonious Whale cover band. They were covering you.
Go figure.
Isn't that funny?
Must have been such a compliment.
It was a long time ago, too. I couldn't believe it.
The bartender had asked us, would we please announce that next Friday night such and such band was going to be there? We said, sure. So before our set break, we announced everybody, be sure and come back Friday night because this other group is going to be here. And then we took a break, and these folks who had been taking all these notes came by to say hello, and they liked the music so much. And they said they were that band that was going to be there next Friday night. I said, oh, how nice to meet you. What kind of music do you play? They said, well, we do you.
How's that working out?
Well, that's quite a compliment.
Absolutely.
And you also do some covers of other people's work. And how do you choose who you're going to cover and what's going to go on the current album?
It's just whatever resonates with us. You know, we hear music from a lot of, independent musicians, and then you know, some big names, you know, that we cover big acts too. So maybe it's something that we're drawing from our past, something that was important to us at a certain time in life. We decided we finally want to do that song. It's hard to say exactly.
Nancy Griffith is one of those,
mm-hmm.
right? You've got one of hers on mm-hmm. the list for tonight. Why don't we hear that and tell us why you chose that particular song?
It's an absolutely gorgeous song. I think it came to us through Maura O'Connell.
Yep.
And
we did first hear it on a Maura O'Connell, we'll see, mm-hmm. and then we heard the Nancy Griffith version. And I think it's one of the ultimate love songs.
It's called Trouble in the Fields. And Sims is making the switch from mandolin.
This is a 1937 Gibson tenor guitar.
It's beautiful.
Tuned,
I'm going to take a picture of it. Maybe we'll see if we can get it on our Facebook page.
A 1937. It's a four-string.
It's a four-string. So I've got it tuned like an octave mandolin. So.
Photo up.
There should be. Okay.
Cool.
Trouble in the Fields.
Baby, I know that we've got trouble in the fields. When the bankers swarm like locusts and they're turning away our yields. Our dreams blow by our silo, silver in the rain, leaving our pockets full of nothing and our dreams in the golden grain. Now have you seen the folks in line downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out and they're talking the Great Depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago when they stood out in these empty fields and dust as deep as snow. And all this trouble in our fields, if there's a rain will fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. There's a book up on the shelf about the Dust Bowl days. It's got a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos in every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want the rain to fall or the weather to grow colder. And all this trouble in our fields, if there's a rain will fall, these wounds can heal. They'll never take our native soil, no. And if we sell that new John Deere, then we'll work this farm with sweat and tears. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields. You'll be the mule, I'll be the plow. Come harvest time, we'll work it out. There's still a lot of love here in these troubled fields.
Mm. Oh, lovely.
Nancy
lovely.
Griffith.
Nancy Griffith.
Just beautiful, and what a beautiful arrangement.
Thank you.
Oh,
too.
It's gorgeous. Yeah. Now, have you folks recorded that one?
We have not.
Okay.
Well, funny thing, we called our kid on the way down, and he said, when are you guys going to record these two?
So
So yes. the time is nigh.
How do you feel about recording? What's recording like for you? Because it's, you know, such a different experience to perform live for people and then record, and they're both necessary if you want to share your music as widely as possible. How do you folks feel about recording? Do you take time off from performing? Do you go into hibernation? How do you approach it?
We've done it many different ways. One of the past albums, we went out to the Merry Farm of Gotham. We rented it for a weekend and just played and played and played and played and played and played. And then the next following week, we went in and recorded it. These last two records, Aaron Levinson believes in the magic of the moment, and he has sprung a few things on us, like with the mics on. No, I want you to do it this way. Keep the tape rolling. Oh, my God, instead of the pressure.
So that's a real roller coaster.
That one
is. It's very exciting and fun, but it's also very nerve-wracking and, like, hang on to your hats. But ultimately, I think I came out of that personally as a great experience, very enriching musical experience.
And I think the one thing that we really believe in after doing this for so long is that we're really not playing music. We're travel agents. And the point of a performance, whether it's a recorded performance, and we like to look at record projects as recorded performances, even if you do overdubs and fixes, is the energy that we're connected to the source of the heat and the source of the music, and that's the thing that we're trying to bring, and it moves us. I mean, it's just a legal high that is actually healthy. So if we can bring that, and I think that's what we're trying to sell. And so to answer the question about recordings, if we can find a nugget of energy, something that works, you mm-hmm. know, with flaws and mistakes, that's fine.
We set up as close as possible to each other in the studio. We don't like a lot of isolation. We like to have that live feeling as much as possible.
Right.
And I think, you know, maybe as you can tell from the songs we've already played tonight that we have written, you know, we just want to share our music, convincing people that it's still a friendly world out there. It's not a hostile world.
Yeah, and there's an uplifting sense.
It's uplifting sense of music. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a hopefulness to it.
You know, and not to swing too far, but it seems to me what's going on out there politically and socially is there's a fear of cheaters and liars, and a belief in scarcity. Therefore, I have to gather my own because, can I say to hell with you on the radio? With everyone else, you know? Mm-hmm. And we don't believe that at all. I think it's just that there's so much abundance of everything, and we all take care of each other. And not to get mamby-pamby or wishy-washy, but the love of music, we just love music so much that it's, you know, we stumbled on that love. And by doing it in a band setting, it just seems to be like there's our way out of this mess is just, mm-hmm. you know, find something we can all groove on.
And be grateful for and feel appreciation
right
for. Yeah, yeah. Although I have to ask you about the title of your most recent CD. Not as uplifting, maybe, as a title could go. The Vegan Zombies Lament is the title.
Really,
of
it
the,
is. Yeah. It's a Vegan Zombies Lament.
All right. So what's the story behind that?
Well, that's a song we came across. And, you know, you never know where your next song is going to come from. Sometimes fans come up to you and say, oh, you guys have to play this song, you have to learn this, you would do it just right, or whatever. And Sims and I have two sons, and they are both very fine musicians in their own right. And The Vegan Zombies Lament is a song that our son wrote. And he recorded it on a little crummy cassette player, and we took it out to Aaron Levinson in the studio in Philly to our record label. And and he just said, this is the most perfectly written song. You have to do this song, and it has to be the cover title of this album. We're like, okay. So it is The Vegan Zombies Lament, and yeah, people should check it out online. Our website is whale.com, and it's up there with all of our other stuff. And
and the lyrics of The Vegan Zombies Lament have nothing to do with vegans
or zombies.
Or zombies.
Oh, no.
Henry, who wrote the song, said he's always just been hanging on to that, you know, video games and all this stuff about zombies. Well, what about the poor vegan who turned, you know, he gets bit.
It's hard to be a zombie if you're a vegan.
Oh, yeah. So and it turns out that there's actually this big movement of vegan zombies. I Googled it, of course, you know, and there's a bunch of stuff out there, and there's a very famous T-shirt of this green zombie walking around, and coming out of his mouth is the word grains.
Yes, we're very cutting edge, and we didn't even know it. Henry was a vegan for a moment. And I said, well, you know, why are you being a vegan? You know, why are you trying that out? And he said, Mostly to bother Emmett, his brother. So, you know,
typical brother kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, it always works.
Why don't we hear one of the songs from that CD? There's a beautiful one on there. It's called Lagavulin Bay, Lagavulin Bay, and the song is so evocative. I actually went online to see where this bay is and what it looks like, and it's a stunning vista in Scotland. So,
and of all the listeners right now, when you said that word Lagavulin, there's a handful who just went, oh. Lagavulin is the most beautiful elixir. It's this one of the smokiest of all Scottish whiskies. And it's distilled on a little island in the southwest of Scotland, where Laphroaig is made and Ardbeg, and it's this tiny little island, smaller than Dane County.
Mm-hmm. It's called Islay. It's mentioned in the song, and it's beautiful. We were there, and very sad to leave it.
And intro the.
And so, when the ferry was pulling away, Sims grabbed his spiral notebook and. He was moved to tears to leave.
Wiped my tears away.
and he wrote this beautiful melody called Lagavulin Bay. It opens with a line that if you've ever been able to get over to Scotland or Ireland and tour the distilleries there, as soon as you step into the distillery, they smell so delicious. And the tour guide told us that every barrel of whiskey emits 2% of its alcohol into the atmosphere. Hmm. And that's referred to as the angel's share.
Oh,
so this song opens up recalling the angel's share.
This is Lagavulin Bay from their new CD, The Vegan Zombies Lament, Sims and Maggie Delaney-Potthoff.
The angel's share on Lagavulin Bay is in the air, and though I'm days away, through the fog, through the morning mist, I taste the sea, smell the peat, my heart's at rest. If I should never see those shores again, I know that I can be with Islay then. I share a wee dram with my dearest friends, and here I'll stay on Lagavulin Bay.
So sweet.
Mm-hmm. So, it makes me thirsty.
I was going to say, I can just about taste it.
It's just beautiful. Well,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You two have been the kind of the movers behind the Midwestern Gypsy Swing Festival. When is that coming up next? September, is it?
September 16 and 17. this year, and it, we do it every fall. We've moved it from August into September now, and we'll do it every year and at the same time. South of town, off of Fish Hatchery Road, in a barn, an 1870s restored barn.
You're talking about in Madison.
In Madison, right. Yep. Madison, Wisconsin, USA. You can fly into Chicago and take a flight up to Dane County Airport, and it's accessible from all over the place. There's a website, MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, and also everything at whale.com. But it's been, we've been doing it for 7-8 years now, and it started from the band traveling around, and we found other bands, small acoustic bands like ourselves, and we've befriended them. The first was a band in Amsterdam, a fellow named Robin Nolan, and we became friends and invited him to come and visit us, so year after year, great musicians have come, and the musicians are top-notch. The setting is absolutely gorgeous, but the thing that blows us away, and that we now talk to other musicians, the people that show up are just perfect. They're such music lovers. The energy is over the top.
It's magical, really.
It's a love fest.
So you're getting the energy from the audience, and they're getting it from you, and
exactly.
It's a very special, intimate
right.
kind of a...
When we first started, well, like Sims was saying, actually, you know, we used to have to feel that we had to convince the fans in the Midwest here to come and hear these fabulous musicians. And now we just turn to these musicians and say, you have to hear these fans.
Because
this is, it's really a very magical setting and experience. Very passionate, romantic music, very authentic. We bring in the finest guitars. I mean, some of these performers are literally listed in the world's best guitars books. You know, these are great players, so it's fun for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in September, and it's at the website, MidwestGypsySwingFest.com, or whale.com, W-A-I-L.
Mm-hmm. We have time for one more song, so what would you like to play?
Well, we were talking earlier about when I started singing with Harmonious Whale, Sims turned to me and asked if I could sing the violin lines, because our violinist at that time had joined the symphony.
This happens with our string players.
Okay.
You know, fiddlers
so
have to do with
this is a sample of one of those kind of ditties. It's a song that Sims wrote, and
it's Mima's favorite song, so I'd like to dedicate it to Mima.
There you go.
Good idea.
All right. There you go.
And what's the name of the song?
The song is called People Stuff, and I actually think of it as a love song.
So give me some backbeat. I want two.
Put me in a mountain stream as cold as it is fast. Take me to the wilderness, I'll be at home at last. I've had enough of people stuff, all I want is life. A cup of coffee, my two kids, my dog and my sweet wife. Oh yeah, I'll take my mandolin,
but I don't need an amp.
I'd better take my fiddle though, to liven up the camp. My fishing pole,
my favorite bowl,
a pan is all I need. We'll do without a microwave, my family I will feed. People stuff,
not for me.
People stuff, I have no need. People stuff,
no, I don't want.
Piles and piles of stuff. Who needs a car way out here?
But boots would sure be nice.
Of course, when it's hot, I'd love a beer and a cooler full of ice. But that's enough people stuff. All I want is life. A cup of coffee, my two kids, my dog, and my sweet wife.
Hey, I don't need my waterbed.
Although it sure feels great. Under the stars, I'll lay my head, and I'll appreciate the purity,
the solitude,
the proper way to be. Uncluttered by man-made machines, my eyes might finally see
that I got all the mountain streams right here in my sweet home.
Mm-hmm.
Though I love the wilderness, I have no need to roam.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much more than people stuff to keep my sanity.
to love my wife and teach my kids, that's quite enough for me.
People stuff,
not for me.
People stuff, I have no need.
People stuff, no, I don't want
piles of files and miles of files and miles of files of stuff. Piles of files and miles of piles and miles of files of stuff. What do you want to do? What do you want to do?
Yay!
Thank you.
Wow. Talk about singing the fiddle line. Holy mackerel.
Wow.
Yeah, I think my husband sped up on that one, Stephanie.
Got that look.
Oh, marvelous.
This is a great show.
Marvelous.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, thanks for sharing your talent and your enthusiasm and the uplifting music. It's warm and it is uplifting, and it's, you've brought some sunshine to a rainy day.
Right.
It was kind of what we were hoping for. For more information about Harmonious Whale, you mentioned it before, Maggie, but you have a wonderful website. It's really full of everything you need, recordings, and you can get on the email list and all of that. And that's at whale.com, W-A-I-L. And you can also find that link at simplyfolk.org. Well, thanks very much. And if you want to listen to this again, it'll be up on our archives Tuesday, midday or so. It'll be up for about 2 weeks or so. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome.
Thank you both.
Yeah, real pleasure to be here.